Maybe we're thirsty. And so that's a problem. Being thirsty is a problem. And Coca-Cola or Fanta or someone may have a refreshing drink that will solve our problem.
Dr. Van Gray is talking to a group of entrepreneurs in Rwanda. He's using Coke as an example to help them see that good businesses find ways to meet the needs of their customers. A simple concept? Perhaps. But in a world where most business is random and dictated by just getting by, that relationship is not always put into practice.
And so for that whole process, for them to say, oh, let me think, you know, how you relate it to their own product, that just doesn't happen. You know, like, so the creative process of what can we do differently, what can we do, how can we engage customers, it just doesn't really happen here in Rwanda.
Craig is a Western businessman who started a plumbing business in Rwanda. He attended the classes and says that a lack of the creative process leads to many entrepreneurs thinking only about the present rather than developing for the future. This often leads to distrust. A majority of people worldwide see businessmen trying to rip them off. Van Gray and his Baylor colleague, Blaine McCormick, are trying to change that, a few bottles of Coke and one meeting at a time. The Coke bottle business classes that started in Honduras and now are spreading elsewhere have garnered a great deal of excitement, as this teaching tool has made new business concepts come alive. If entrepreneurs are going to improve their families' lives, hire new employees, and contribute to a growing business climate, they have to grow. But Gray and McCormick say that's not an idea to which many business people worldwide have given much thought.
Growth, it was almost a blind spot. If there are many blind spots, but growth is sort of a blind spot.
I'm with you on that. One of our lessons deals with Coke and how they've grown. And we point out that in the 1880s and 90s, really the 1880s, there was one place to buy Coke. And it was in a pharmacy in Atlanta. There was one place. And now you can buy Coke just about anywhere. And I ask him, how did Coke get so big? And this was just they'd never tried to think about this. And my answer there is they decided to get big. And you see the heads kind of nod, like, this is a new idea. Nobody ever told us that you just decide to grow. And so this introduces some new ways of thinking about business where it is, that it has been, you know, I support my family by being the village grocer, not am I building a grocery store that can service, you know, more people effectively and that I can hand off to my children when I'm done? I think that's a completely different idea on that maturity scale. And we can move them to that level, I think.
It ties in with really sort of the idea of improvement, you know, of progression. If I don't have a certain number of measures, then if I make any changes, how in the world will I know that I improved? I mean, you can either improve, you can stay the same, or you can get worse. If you don't measure, then you really have no gauge. Mm-hmm. Just like the fuel gauge in the taxi. I mean, if you're out of gas, there's no way you're going to be able to deliver a service to a paying fare. So you've got to watch the fuel gauge. So I think the issue of measurements are extremely important for us to be able to gauge whether or not our changes, our improvements are actually occurring.
Starting with that one bottle of Coke, McCormick and Gray came up with 12 lessons. As they told others of their idea, those people came up with lessons of their own, all designed to help entrepreneurs around the world think critically about their businesses and their relationships with other business people. But they all come back to growth. How can a business person strengthen his or her position? How can they make their business stronger and compete? It's exciting, but it can also be scary. But ultimately, McCormick and Gray say it's necessary.
I think there are a lot of risks for them. And yes, I think it's exciting, but I think there's also a degree of trepidation to think, you know, for instance, if you talk to somebody who's raising corn and you say, why do you raise corn? And he says, well, it's traditional. And then you say, but all your neighbors are raising corn and just about everybody's got corn going. What if you raised strawberries? I mean, strawberries would go great here. If you're the only one raising strawberries, well, you might really have something different here. But that's a very, very risky sort of thing mm-hmm. for them to say, oh, man, if I stop growing corn, I won't necessarily know the life that I know already.
Right. But they've got to start thinking about it. Competition's going to come. And, you know, the corn growers, you could have a big multinational move into the region and start growing corn in different ways. It could wipe them out. And so we would like, you know, to challenge our audiences that we work with to the best of our ability to start considering these new ways of doing business.
Tomorrow, when we wrap up this series, we'll look at McCormick and Gray's goals for the lessons beyond impacting individual business people. Prior stories can be heard online at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.